Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read from Genesis 18, verse 25 through Genesis 19, verse 10, where we learned angels are smoking hot, babies in Sodom will cut a bitch, and family values for Lot are seedy at best.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. That was a great recap. By the way, Connie, I'm just saying that one was, like always, it was giving Lot the business. He's giving the angels.
Was I hospitable?
You were more hospitable than Lot was, or these angry people were. Oh, whatever, you know. Anyway, We last left off in Genesis 19. 1910, so we're going to continue with 1911.
All right. 1911. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door.
Awesome. So they smote them with blindness. They blinded me with science. Dun, 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 dun.
They turned on those halogen floodlights.
Yeah, see. They probably had some kind of powder in their hands, and they just like threw them, you know. And how would it be indiscriminate, you know, because it's like both small and great. So those little kids that came along for the ride because, you know, their parents were out working or something, and it's like, I had to bring the kid with me. So you've blinded a child. Awesome.
And they're wearing themselves to find the door. How hard would it be to put your hands along the wall and find what would be the door?
Right. And it's like, all right, if I were to suddenly go blind and I'm like walking towards a place or I'm right next to it, suddenly going blind, I'm not going to go start spinning around and go, oh my God, where did everything go?
This doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. What did he do? If he had said, okay, they blinded him and they spun him around. So now they don't know which direction they're facing. Okay, fine. But if they're still facing the same direction, they can just say, okay, there's the people ahead of me. There's the door. Okay, fucking push.
Yeah, you would think with that many people, too, how are they not able to just push down the door?
Yeah, exactly. This doesn't make any sense.
It's not believable at all.
No, this is not definitely not believable. 1912. And the men said unto Lot, hast thou have any besides? What the heck? Wait a second. Let me read that because that doesn't make any sense. And the men said unto Lot, hast thou have any besides? I did read that right.
Hast thou here any besides?
No, I have. Oh, yeah. Have thou here. All right. You're right. Have thou here any besides? I don't even understand what that means. Son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. All right, if they're angels and God has already given them instructions on what to do, why would they even need to ask?
Yeah.
Why would they even need to ask?
Well, and how are they supposed to leave the house? There's an angry mob outside. They're blind.
And getting angrier because you should have been blinded. You think, oh my God, I've been blinded. I'm going to go home. No. They're going to hang around trying to get a hold of the first person that they get a hold that's responsible and beat the snot out of them.
I think so. Okay. Excuse me. What the angels couldn't hear him say. Yeah, you could have my daughters is so they don't even know who's in Lot's house.
Yeah, he just
where
said.
Are,
he
where
just
are
said,
they at?
Yeah, and are he just he pulls them. They're out. They're obviously on one side of the door, and Lot is outside. And he says, "Hey guys, take my daughters." And the angels who are standing at the outside of the door, either this door is really thick, or they're really hard of hearing because he just said, "Take my daughters." Okay, were the angels playing pinochle? Or just not paying attention? Or did he say anything about having daughters or sons? I didn't hear. You know, all I'm hearing is the angry mob, apparently.
Well, they say, you know, do you have any, does anybody else live here?
Why would they?
I don't know. Where is everybody else in the house, too, when all this is going on?
These places are not really, I would imagine these places are not, like, really super huge.
No.
I mean, they're, like, maybe one or two bedrooms at most. I mean, it's not like, I don't think they had indoor plumbing then. It's not like one of them in the shower.
You would think they'd hear the angry mob outside too.
Yeah.
Okay, well, 1913, again, the angels here speaking, or the men, for we will destroy this place because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it.
Oh, awesome. So why didn't they just do it then?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, couldn't they, and now, could they have protected them just within the house or something? I don't
know. Yeah, just destroy everything around it. I mean, obviously, God, that's not God's purview. Now, there's a question here. Who destroyed the Sodom and Gomorrah?
Mm-hmm.
Back in Genesis 9, how far did we read? We were up to 1913, right? Okay, mm-hmm. Now, all right, we're not quite that far yet. But in 1913, it says, for we will destroy this place, because the Lord has sent us to destroy it.
Right.
But later on, just in a few paragraphs, which you're going to hear, it says that God is the one that destroyed it. So who's the one ultimately responsible for destroying it?
Is it sort of like when you're the president and you sign the order to, you know, go kill Osama bin Laden, and then the soldiers kill it? So the soldiers actually did the killing, but the president signed off on the killing?
Yeah, well, maybe
I don't know.
maybe that's what the apologist would probably say. It's like, yeah,
exactly.
God told them that, you know, I'm going to destroy it, but you know, I'm the guy that signed the order to have it destroyed. So ultimate responsible is me. It's all on my hands. You know, and the thing is, God never does anything here except for destroy and kill. He has not. I haven't seen anybody him coming down and say, well, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to plant flowers everywhere, make everybody happy. No, he's making people run from everybody else and go back to rapists and become slaves and things like that. But not once I have seen anything do anything good. Everything he's done so far is fucking evil. Why do people worship this fucker?
What? Why? I just lost my train of thought. Sorry, and I interrupted you. No, why? Do these people even know what it is they've done?
Yeah.
Has God told, for example, Lot lives there, all right? He's Abraham's nephew. Did he give Lot instructions to tell these people how they should live?
Right, yeah.
Has God even tried to talk with them? There's no evidence of that.
Yeah, there's no, yeah, they don't, you, all right, if you punish, say, dog pisses on your floor, okay? Dog only knows for about 5 seconds what it's done. It doesn't understand. Okay, these people didn't even get that much out of it. It's like, I'm going to destroy this. What have we done? No one's told us. Okay, people can reason. Dogs and animals can't reason like we can. I mean, they have some reasoning abilities, but not to our level. If God had come down and said, hey, guys, you know, if you guys keep doing this, I'm going to destroy you. Then I could say, okay, if they kept on doing it, then fine. Then you've got is given them no choice. Oh, well, there should be a choice, but he doesn't. He just says, okay, I don't like the way you're living. So because you're not living by the way I don't like because reasons, then I'm going to destroy your city because I said so. I mean, I don't give a shit who you are. I'm living the way I want to. And if I'm not hurting anybody, what the fuck is the problem?
Well, let me ask you, let's ask everybody this. Up until just a couple days ago, I don't think it would have crossed Abraham's mind that the thing he needed to do to please God was to cut off his foreskin and the foreskin of his son and mm-hmm. anybody else, any other males in the family or in his employment.
Right.
Is that what you would assume that God wanted?
Maybe that was the reason why. Maybe because they didn't cut their foreskins off because they didn't know they were supposed to.
Well, like I said, I don't even think Abraham would have thought that would have been, you know, what I should do? What really make God happy if I cut this thing off on my penis?
That'll like, make God happy. I don't know why, but it just seems like the right thing to do.
I'm just saying, I don't think that our God is the most transparent
There's no deities. Yeah, there's no transparency with this deity.
So
no,
where did we leave off?
Let's see here. Okay, you left off at 13. It's 14. 13, mine.
So 14 next.
Right.
Okay.
And 1914, and Lot went out and spake, he spaked them real good. No, he and spake unto his sons in law. He spoke to him in law. Oh, his sons-in-law, sorry. He spoke to, the wording in here is kind of convoluted. I apologize.
That's usually hyphenated word. Also.
Yeah, there's no hyphenation in this word. And spake into, he's speaking into his sons. Hey, in there, open your mouth. I want to speak inside you. And spake unto his son-in-laws, which married his daughters. See, there's the point. I was just right there. He said that these women were already married. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And said, up. Okay. What are we playing? Simon says. And get out and get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy the city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. So, okay. So, you've got two guys who claim to be angels, said, yeah, God's going to come and destroy this. We're going to destroy the city. Awesome. So, yeah, I automatically believe everybody that walks up says, oh, by the way, I'm going to destroy this town.
Maybe you need to buy my 5-gallon drum of macaroni and cheese and potato soup for the trip.
Wait a minute. Yeah, everybody. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's perfect. Before you go, buy all this crap because, you know, it might happen someday.
Part of that scam you're talking about.
Yeah, this is that scam. This has got Jim Baker written all over it.
Oh, damn it.
I don't know if he's, at the time of this releases, I don't know if he's still dead or alive, but I hope it's the latter, I hope it's the former, not the latter.
Oh, okay, and I find it interesting that the first person that Lot gives this information to are his sons-in-law, not his wife, not his daughters.
Right. Yeah, they're not important. They're just the baby factories. Baby factories are just factories.
You can always find another woman.
Yeah, women. The son-in-laws are more important. They're not even his real sons. They're just the people who are married to his daughters. They're more important because you know why? They have a penis.
Probably from this town.
And probably from that town. Yeah.
Unless they came with them out of Egypt, you know, when Lot and Abram
True.
Came out of there. I'm just really struck with how little Lot actually thinks of his daughters.
And his wife.
Of course, maybe I shouldn't be shocked given how women are treated in this society for the most part.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's wow.
Yeah, I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked even in the slightest.
But the sons-in-law are just, they're like, yeah, we're not buying it.
Yeah, we're not buying it. Sorry, dude. They're skeptics at this point because they're saying, like, yeah, Lot, I know you want to believe these guys, but come on now. I mean, who's going to come out here and make these wild-ass claims? I mean, we're still over here eating the what are those ring dan doos things? The calamari. They're eating their calamari right now. They're too busy eating calamari.
You had to remind me of that. oh, God. Oh. 1915. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city.
Awesome.
Wow. I would have thought that he would have already left.
Yeah.
Right. You know?
Well, the angry mob had to disperse. They want to make sure they want to wait.
Shamble off.
Yeah, shamble off. And they're trying to crawl to the house. They can't figure which way they're going because he just blinded them all. And you know what kind of an asshole says, okay, I don't want anybody else to live in this city, and I'm going to destroy the city, so I'm going to make sure that everybody inside the city's limits, with the exception of these fuckers here, are going to be blinded. So there's no chance of escape.
No chance.
No chance.
Yeah.
No,
it doesn't say that they stopped being blind. It didn't say it was like a temporary thing where you somebody flashes you with a bright light and and you're blinded for just a second or two.
Right. Yeah. As far as we know, the blinding was permanent.
Yep.
And that's awesome, God. You're an asshole. It just showed the how or your angels are anyway in this story. Of course, they're working for you, so that makes you an asshole by proxy. So
it sort of looks like the sons-in-law left too, because yeah. he says that you take your wife and your two daughters, which are here.
Yeah.
So
the sons-in-laws are out going, hey guys, they're trying. The guys are out actually trying to help the other people home. That's where they
there
went
you
off.
Go.
They're trying to be nice guys. They went on to like, oh dude, what happened to you? I was at your house. I got blinded. Oh dude, I know where you live. Come on, let me help you home. You know he's
those,
doing. They're doing out there. Out doing charity
those
work.
Those assholes at your house. They show them this huge light.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just wanted to invite them out for drinks and hot wings, you know.
Yeah, and they treat us like this. That's not nice. Well, I'll do some nice charity work. I'll help you home. And since you can't see, I'll take some of your goods in exchange. You'll never know because you're blind. You know.
I think this whole story is concocted to make Sodom and Gomorrah look really really bad, mm-hmm. and it's actually just. They weren't at that at all.
No,
I don't know.
No, there. Yeah, there's this whole story. This whole story is completely fallacious. let's see here.
16.
Thank you. 1916. I thought we were already done, Connie. And 1916. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon his hand of his wife, Kinky, and upon the hand of his two daughters, and the Lord. Being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. Well, of course, without the city. You can't bring a fucking city with you. I'm going to take the city. I'm going to stick it in my pocket, and I'm going to take it and walk away. What do you think this is? You know, the shrink ray has not been invented yet.
I think, yeah, sort of like beam me up, Scotty. The Lord supposedly moved them quickly, just zip zap.
Yeah, he's just like, okay, everybody, hold on, this is gonna be fun. Whee!
Transporter.
Yeah.
And
Scotty, five to beam up.
Like the fly.
Yeah. Scotty, five to beam up.
Scotty beamed me twice last night. It was wonderful. Oh shoot. All right, so anyway, so they didn't have to walk that far, I guess.
No, apparently.
Got him out of danger.
Yep.
1917, and it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for thy life, do not look behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain, escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed.
Okay,
and yet
now,
this is all easier than just telling the people what they were doing wrong.
Right, exactly. You know, and the thing is, this has been... said that this is a possibility that this situation here mm-hmm. was actually a volcano. They said if you're going to be consumed by it, it's actually a volcano. This is actually what they're thinking. This is what the common thinking is on this, that they were living at the base of a volcano mm-hmm. and it was erupting. And these supposed people said, hey, you got to get out of here because that thing's not safe. Okay. Well, these people are con men to begin with, so I'm just saying I think these people are con men, but maybe that's what it was. Just like they tried to get them to leave so they could take their house, and they didn't. They got caught up in the explosion of the volcano. That's why you don't hear about them after this, you know.
Yeah.
You guys go. We'll catch up. This is a nice house. We just scammed these people out of. Oh yeah. What the hell was that? Why is there lava? Why is this red stuff in the living room?
I didn't order red shag carpet. Oh, damn.
1918. And Lot said unto them, oh, no. Oh, not so, my lord. Okay.
Okay.
What the hell does that mean?
Why is he protesting now?
Yeah.
1919. Okay, behold now, thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shewed unto me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die.
Awesome.
What? Okay, so they magically moved him out of the city, but they didn't take him the whole way. So he's like, well,
God's
powers
are, God's transporters are only at half power. So you can only take him halfway. I can only take you halfway. You'll have to go the rest of the way on foot because my beaming, the beaming technology involved here, the ship is at half power, and I can only send you a little bit. Otherwise, if I try to send you any further, you're just going to die.
He says, well, I'm going to die, man. I'm going to die. Oh, shoot.
You don't want to die in a transporter accident. I'm just saying.
No.
That's a hell of a way to die.
No. Like Jeff Goldblum in The Fly.
Yeah, The Fly, yeah. They didn't have enough cord, apparently. Behold now, 1920. Behold now, this city is near to flee unto thee. And it is a little one. It's a little city. Okay, well, it's a people with midgets in it, I guess. Sorry, little people. Sorry, that's really bad.
You must be a big man.
You have to be a big man to live in a little city. Oh, let me escape thither. It is not thither. What the fuck is let me escape thither?
Thither.
I need better glasses. Thither. Let me escape thither. What is this guy? Elmer Fudd? Oh, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. Okay, what the fuck is a thither? My escape. Let me escape thither.
Let me go there.
Okay.
Let me go there. Isn't it? It's just a little city. He doesn't like camping.
Apparently not.
He had enough camping on that long road trip with Abram to Egypt and back. He's not doing that anymore. He figures that he's going to die in the mountains.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is 10 ways from
I
fucked
know.
Up. Yeah.
So he's arguing about this. Well, meanwhile, behind them.
And why would he be arguing about it? I mean, God has, or his angels have told him, hey, you guys needed to escape so you can live, but damn, there's like nobody out here. Where the hell am I going? God's not giving him a compass, no direction, just head out that way. Head west, my son, head west, or east, north. I don't care. Just get the fuck out of here.
1921. And he said unto him, see, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for the which thou hast spoken.
Okay, I'm not going to overthrow the city.
He and him. Oh, God. Pronouns.
Yeah. Use some God. Use some fucking goddamn pronouns. 1922. Haste thee. Escape thither. Again with a thither. He's just trying to say scissor and he's a thither. For I cannot do anything till thou'st become thither. Oh, fuck. Fucking A. I cannot do anything till thou become thither. Maybe he's telling him to lose weight. I don't know. What the hell is going on here? Before the name of the city was called Zoar. I don't want to go to a city named Zoar. It's the last one on the alphabet. It starts with the last letter of the alphabet. I mean, they're usually the last one to pick for teams, obviously. So, no one wants to go there. All the hotels are all crap. Listen to welcome to the Zoar Hotel. We have
a really nice old woman and her son. Jeez. Never mind. Bates Motel. Yeah. Norman. Yeah. Okay, get this. You know, for I cannot do anything. The angels can't do diddly shit until he's out of danger. They just told him, said, look, we have to wait until you're out of danger.
And, right. And, you know, and this is the perfect con. This is the perfect con. Make sure you're way, way out of sight before we can actually help you. You know, we'll bring it down, but don't worry about it. But you got to make sure you're way, way out of town. Way, way, way out of town. This guy, okay, this is a con. He's given them control, or I should say, they've fooled Lot into giving him their house. Okay? They're now living in Sodom because apparently Lot is the one that they decided, hey, you know what? This guy doesn't know shit. So let's pray on him. P-R-E-Y, by the way, not P-R-A-Y. we're gonna pray on him and give him to make him think that his house is in danger. So we're just gonna, you know, and then we're gonna go party with these people over here. So,
well, you know, Abraham already proved to be pretty gullible. So they're like, oh,
yeah,
this is the nephew. He must really be a,
yeah. There was a lot of inbreeding back then. These people weren't exactly the brightest bulbs
Abraham and Sarah.
Yeah.
Are related.
Yes. Like, yeah, these days are not the brightest bulb in the package. I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see here.
23.
Yeah, yeah.
The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar.
Awesome. Great. So, you entered the city.
Traveled all night, and he got to the Motel 6. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we're at he yelled back, say, we're over in Zoar. No answer. Well, it must be far enough away. Guess. I don't know. 1924, and then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. See, this is where they believe that there was actually a city near a volcano, and the volcanoes erupted, and this is where the brimstone and fire came out of the sky, because, you know, that's what happens with volcanoes. Shit flies up in the air and comes back down hot, you know.
All right, I don't understand, because Sodom, we've been talking about Sodom up to this point.
Yeah.
And
apparently Gomorrah.
And Gomorrah, but what did they do?
Yeah, they didn't do anything. They're just like, well, we can't destroy just one city. That's not spectacular enough. Let's just say we destroyed two cities just for the hell of it. There was no mention of why Gomorrah did anything wrong. He just said Sodom was supposedly sad in sin, which they didn't even tell what was wrong with them to begin with.
And it's the only city that was spoken of
in
this, other than that they're like twin. It seems like they're twin cities. I grew up in Longview and Kelso. They always talk about them together. They're separated by a river.
Mm-hmm.
And so is it like that?
Yeah, maybe that's what they one was right across the river from the other. It's like, well, you're going to destroy one. They're like the city next door. And well, you know how it is. Like, they're like brothers. And if brothers think alike, they might as well destroy them both.
Well, this the more you say this is a volcano,
yeah,
the more I see that this is just one of those cautionary tales. People trying to figure out why this happened to this city. I think it was supposed to, according to the stories, you know, supposed to have been someplace of commerce or something like that. So yeah, it's just their reasoning for, well, why did this happen to this place? Well, they must have been really bad people.
Yeah, they must be really bad people because apparently they blinded the people from Gomorrah too, because, you know. Reasons. 1825, that's yours.
Yep, and he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground.
Cities grow? What are they, plants? Well, I suppose cities grow, you know, I guess they get bigger, but, you know. It's...
Just saying that it wiped out, yeah, wiped out everything.
Just wiped out everything.
Even the vegetation was gone.
Oh, okay, and which that grew out of the ground. Okay, great. Right. So... God's not going to destroy the entire world, just a couple of cities. So we went from destroying an entire planet to a city. Scaling down, God? Are you really?
You know,
are you scaling down? Is this your idea of scaling down?
Well, it's been a while since he flooded everything. He's got issues.
His anger issues are boiling over. Because he's like, I got to kill something. I haven't killed something in a millennia.
I just need an excuse. That's why you cut... That's why he cut Abraham off at 10. He said, yeah, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Because I know that there's at least a handful of people there that he's talking about.
1926. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Okay, now this is if we're going to go with the naturalistic explanation, this was a tornado. Volcano. A volcano. Then... there could have been gases in the air, and she turned around, and she shouldn't have, you know, looked back, because she could have become overcome by the gases, and then the ash. You know, she stopped to look back instead of getting away from the ash, because that, you know, plasticine ash moves really fast, and if you even delay even a little bit, you're done. But in this instance. I don't believe that Sodom and Gomorrah was actually a city. So let's put that aside for just a moment. He is, because this is the sin of curiosity, because she decided to, hey, you know what? I'm just kind of curious of what's going on behind me. I mean, so she's been punished by God because she was curious.
Yeah.
That's what this boils down to. And this is God's apparent fourth killing.
Yeah, I know that there were times that pastors tried to say she'd actually turned around. She was walking back towards the city. And so she got,
it doesn't say that
again,
here, though.
Hit in the blast. No, it just says looked back from behind him. So I don't see how they can justify that unless they want to try and claim a bunch of Greek crap.
Yeah. Well, there's a notation here that's basically, it's another link here. It says, although this is God's fourth killing in the event, this is the first of God's 252,452 countable victims. It's interesting that God's first countable victim is unnamed. God's missus killed Mrs. Lot without even knowing or at least telling us her name. And what was with that God's attention? Did she not want to do, or what did she do that caused him to kill her?
Yeah.
She looked back at the place where she had lived. She looked back as her friends, family, and neighbors were being smashed and being burned to death by God. So she looked back. And of course, the angel told her not to. Or did he? The angel, it says here, who's the angel talking to here? To Lot alone, or with him, or with his family? And if it was to Lot alone, didn't Lot tell his wife? Would it matter to God if no one bothered to tell her? Why would he kill her anyway?
Oh, yeah, because he was mainly talking to, the only person he's seen as talking to were his sons-in-law.
And yeah, and Lot and his sons-in-laws.
No, I'm just saying, I'm saying Lot himself didn't talk to anybody other than his sons-in-law,
right,
according to the Bible here, too. So he, you know, the information was never given, and they were just yanked out of the house.
Yeah. And who wouldn't look back and say, yeah, I'm just wondering what's going on. I mean, I'm leaving my friends and family. Why am I leaving? You know,
yeah,
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know. So the curiosity, the sin of curiosity.
Yeah. Or just giving a shit.
Yeah. Giving a shit. Hey, I'm concerned about my friends and family
back there. Oh my gosh.
All my friends, my sewing circle was back there. The lady who comes over and gives me a back massage. Well, we call it a back massage. I'm not going to say what it was. Lot doesn't need to know what we do on the weekends. So.
Oh, goodness. 1927. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord.
Awesome. He's standing there before the Lord. Now the Lord's there. He says he stood before the Lord. Apparently, now God is visible again.
Yep.
See, now, but where are the angels? Oh, I'm sorry, the con men. Yeah, the con men are still back in the city. And this guy who's claiming to be the Lord is like, oh, shit.
Drinking your good bourbon.
Yeah,
and
they're drinking
malt scotch.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, oh, you're God? You're the Lord? Oh, okay. Well, then I guess we're supposed to come on meet you, I guess? I don't know. 1928, and he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and toward all the land of the plain, and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. See, there's the whole thing about the volcano that,
yeah,
possible, you know, being a that. I'm just saying, yeah. I don't believe this story is real. I'm just saying that this is one of the explanations of, because people back then, they didn't know what things were, so they were they use other analogies to describe what was going on around them. So this was, I think this was supposedly a volcanic eruption that just happened to happen. And this is the way they described why the city was destroyed. Someone was out of, this is, I think what it was, the family was out of town visiting relatives or whatever. And, you know, they came in and they saw this being destroyed. So I think that's what actually happened. So they decided, well, we got to come up with a good story of why we happened to be out of town at the time. You know, I was out getting my drugs, and I can't let the wife know what happened. So, yeah, we'll get rid of her right away. Just kidding.
Oh, goodness.
I'm totally kidding here, people.
19:29, and it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, which he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwelt.
He just now he remembers Abraham. It's like, oh my gosh, Abraham! I left him in the car with the engine running. Oh shit! Did I roll down? I forgot. Did I roll down the windows? Fuck! Oh no.
He's locked in.
I left him locked in the car. Shit. I went into the store just for 5 minutes. I'm sorry. I'm completely sorry. I got talking to my buddy over here. We were at military boot camp, and I forgot he was sitting in the hot car with the sun, with the windows rolled up. Oh no.
Oh gosh.
Hey, it's a better story than what we're reading here.
I think that was what that was right there too. It's like, okay, and this is what happened. See, God was with Abraham, and then he was with Lot, and he blew a bunch of shit up,
mm-hmm.
and where Lot used to live.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay. 1930, and Lot went up out of Zoar. That sounds like an evil dictator from a star system nearby. I am Zor. Kneel before me.
With one of those big old high collars that look like one of those crazy placemats from the 60s.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking of. The big sparkly thing. The thing coming up off the shoulders. Yeah. And dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him. Okay. All right. Well, he's got to take refuge somewhere. For he feared to dwell in Zoar, and he dwelt in a cave. He and his two daughters. Okay, now it's just getting creepy.
But
why would he fear dwelling in Zoar? God didn't say anything's gonna happen to Zoar. Why is he taken off to a cave? Does he think that he's gonna? All right, if God is all knowing, why do you think he's gonna? If hiding in a cave is going to be able to, like, okay, oh, he's not here in Zoar. Where'd he go? Anybody know? Hey, have you put up wanted posters? Have you seen this man?
He's on a milk carton. Okay, first of all, just a few verses ago, Lot complained about going to the mountains because he was going to die. And he's the one who suggested going to Zoar.
Right.
He says, God says, let me go to Zoar. But now he's in Zoar. Is he just nervous that God's going to throw another mountain on top of that city too?
Yeah.
Or what? So yeah, no, we're going to go back to the mountains and sit in a cave.
Yeah, that's so much. That's so much more sane.
This guy doesn't know. I think he's got the PTSD going on.
Yeah.
Right now.
He's got the shakes. He's got the shakes.
1931. And the firstborn said unto the younger, our father is old, and there's not a man in the earth to come in unto us after the manner of all the earth.
Oh, what? Damn. Come into us. Not a man here to come into us. They're basically saying, we're horny. You know,
husbands are dead, or supposedly. They're not there.
Yeah,
and
or at least they say that they apparently they've been brainwashed and thinking, okay, there's no more men. Apparently, God has destroyed every human being on the planet, except for us and our father. But we need to we're like, what are we going to do? There's no men here to have sex with us, so we can reproduce. We can pop out a kid.
But they were just in Zoar, which was a city where there are mm-hmm. no men there.
No, it was a city of all women. Apparently, that's why he left Zoar, because it was a. I'm going to put this in a weird way. It was a city of total feminists, because there's no mention of anybody in Zoar. It was a bunch of feminists. They're the ones that were in charge. All the males that were there were just getting beaten down. There are societies like this, by the way. You can look it up. It's actually true. There, and all the women were in charge, and he was not comfortable being in a city where all the women were only in charge, so he took his daughters and left.
Well, I don't know. These are not the brightest bulbs.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. Something tells me that those husbands that they left and Sodom got off easy because...
Yeah.
1932.
Mm-hmm. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him that we may preserve seed of our father. This is fucking creepy as hell. Okay, and now they put the women in the role of being the rapists. Okay, we're going to get our father drunk. I don't know. Well, Connie, I can't speak for you, obviously, because, well, you don't have a penis. Okay, if you get drunk, a guy gets drunk, and if you make him pass out where he's not going to remember what happens the next day, and this guy, I don't know how old is Lot in this, okay? I have no idea even how old Lot is. How old is he? And I need to know, is incest okay in God's eyes? Apparently it is, because if he already knew it was going to happen, then apparently God is fine with incest. Isn't that awesome?
You just say, yeah, you're not going to eat husbands.
You're not getting a husband. Just fuck dad.
just wait. Your dad will fill
yeah.
in. This is so grotesque. And it's just, like I said, these are supposed to be the righteous people. And they are just awful, awful people.
Yes.
They're just, you know, the only decent one among them was probably the mom. And she died because she, like I said, she was, I think she was compassionate.
Yep.
And the sons-in-law, like, you're a flake.
Yep.
So they left. So now we have this smacks of like the whole Noah story about the stuff that happened after they were done. He goes and builds a vineyard and gets drunk, and then his one son's may or may not have done something with him. And this is their first idea.
The girl's first idea:
get him drunk and then we're gonna get pregnant.
Yep.
Because that's all that matters is that we are baby factories.
Yep, that's all that matters. And you know what also matters is you follow us on Twitter, because we went way over. We're like 40 minutes. I apologize to our listeners. This was not – I lost track of time. Again, we were getting into the story again. This is what now? Twice it's happened now. follow us on Twitter over at twitter.com/ABANW podcast. And you can follow us over on Patreon if you want to, and donate some money to keep Lot out of jail for molesting his daughters. go to patreon.com/ABANDNW. And we're not going to invite Lot over to watch us over on Facebook or join us on Facebook. In fact, I've denied his request a few times. Over at facebook.com/ABANDNW. You can also come and listen to the show on the blog. That's at abandnw.wordpress.com. You can also find this show here on Stitcher, iTunes, and Spreaker. And be sure to email us with any questions, comments, love, or hate mail, and send it to tatbannw@gmail.com. And if how many times you saw Lot get it off with his daughters. Be sure to check out our main show, Packard Pokes At, which is you can also find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and also on YouTube. Please remember to leave us a 5-star rating and a review, because, you know, a star rating's fine, but a review would be better. You know, just tell us we have an idea of what we're doing, if we're doing it right or doing it wrong. And leave that for us on iTunes, Stitcher, or Indoor Speaker. And till next time, this has been The Atheists,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, The Podcast.